Good morning. Welcome to our daily readings. This one's late. I didn't get the one that I should have got today, so I'm just going to do it. It's 2 Samuel 19, verses 9 to 43. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for your blessing in our lives. I pray, Jesus, that you'd help us to understand this passage and get something out of it today. Amen. Right, 2 Samuel 19, verses 9 to 43. Throughout the tribes of Israel, all the people were arguing among themselves, saying, "The king delivered us from the hand of our enemies. He is the one who rescued us from the hand of the Philistines. But now he has fled the country to escape from Absalom. And Absalom, who we anointed to rule over us, has died in battle. So why do you say nothing about bringing the king back?" King David sent this message to Zadok and Abiathar, the priests. "Ask the elders of Judah, why should you be the last to bring the king back to his palace, since what is being said throughout Israel has reached the king at his quarters? You are my relatives, my own flesh and blood, so why should you be the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, are you not my own flesh and blood? May God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if you're not the commander of my army for life in place of Joab." He won over the hearts of the men of Judah so that they were all of one mind. They sent word to the king, "Return, you and all your men." Then the king returned and went as far as the Jordan. Now the men of Judah had come to Gilgal to go out and meet the king and bring him across the Jordan. Shimei, son of Gera, the Benjamite from Bahurim, hurried down with the men of Judah to meet King David. With him were 1,000 Benjamites, along with Ziba, the steward of Saul's household, and his 15 sons and 20 servants. They rushed to the Jordan where the king was. They crossed at the ford to take the king's household over and to do whatever they wished. When Shimei, son of Gera, crossed the Jordan, he fell prostrate before the king and said to him, "May my lord not hold me guilty. Do not remember how your servant did wrong on the day my lord the king left Jerusalem. May the king put it out of his mind, for I, your servant, know that I have sinned, but today I've come here as the first from the tribes of Joseph to come down and meet my lord the king." Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said, "Shouldn't Shimei be put to death for this? He cursed the Lord's anointed." David replied, "What does this have to do with you, sons of Zeruiah? What right do you have to interfere? Should anyone be put to death in Israel today? Don't you know today I am king over Israel?" So the king said to Shimei, "You shall not die." And the king promised on one oath. Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, also went down to meet the king. He had not taken care of his feet or trimmed his moustache or washed his clothes from the day the king left until he returned safely. When he came from Jerusalem to meet the king asked him, "Why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth?" He said, "My lord the king, since I, your servant, am lame, I said, I will have my donkey saddled and will ride on it so that I can go with the king. But Ziba, my servant, betrayed me. And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king. My lord the king is like an angel of God, so do whatever you wish. All my grandfather's descendants deserve nothing but death from lord king, my lord the king. But you gave your servant a place among those who eat at your table. So what right do I have to make any more appeals to the king?" The king said to him, "Why say more? I order you and Ziba to divide the land." Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him take everything, now that my lord the king has returned home safely." Barzillai the Gileadite also came down from Rogalim to cross the Jordan with the king and to send him on his way from there. Now Barzillai was very old, 80 years of age. He had provided for the king during his stay in Mahanaim, for he was a very wealthy man. The king said to Barzillai, "Cross over with me and stay with me in Jerusalem and I will provide for you." But Barzillai answered the king, "How many more years shall I live that I should go up to Jerusalem with the king? I am now 80 years old. Can I tell the difference between what is enjoyable and what is not? Can your servant taste what he eats and drinks? Can I still hear the voices of male and female singers? Why should your servant be an added burden to my lord the king? Your servant will cross over the Jordan with the king for a short distance, but why should the king reward me in this way? Let your servant return, that I may die in my town near the tomb of my father and mother. But here is your servant Kimhaim. Let him cross over with my lord the king. Do for him whatever you wish." The king said, Kimham, shall cross over with me, and I will do for him whatever you wish. And anything you desire from me, I will do for you." So all the people crossed the Jordan, and then the king crossed over. The king kissed Barzillai and bade him farewell, and Barzillai returned to his home. When the king crossed over to Gilgal, Kimham crossed Kimham crossed over with him. All the troops of Judah and the half the troops of Israel had taken the king over. Soon all the men of Israel were coming to the king and saying to him, "Why did our brothers, the men of Judah, steal the king away and bring him and his household across the Jordan together with all his men?" All the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, "We did this because the king is closely related to us. Why are you angry about it? Have we eaten any of the king's provisions? Have we taken anything for ourselves?" Then the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, "We have 10 shares in the king, so we have a greater claim on David than you have. Why do you treat us with contempt? Weren't we the first to speak of bringing back our king?" But the men of Judah pressed their claims even more forcibly than the men of Israel. What a long passage. The thing that strikes me in this passage is how actually David treats people with grace, even though they've been horrible to him and mean to him. So firstly, there's this guy Shimei. Shimei was somebody who had cursed David in 1 Samuel 17. He cursed him. And in 2 Samuel 16, he cursed him. And David ignores the curse. I think it's really interesting that you cannot bless, you cannot curse what God has blessed. I am not fearful of curses. I think a lot of people panic about curses. You don't need to be fearful of curses. If you're blessed by God, you're a blessed person of God. They just bounce off. If you don't deserve it, they go. And so, this guy Shimei is a bit of an idiot. He curses David and then comes to David. And, kind of David lets him off. Now, it turns out this Shimei guy is a complete nana brain and continues to be a pain in the neck. And I think eventually in 1 Kings 2, David, as he's handing over to Solomon, says, this Shimei guy is a pain. You do with him whatever. But the point is that he treated with him grace in this passage where, the guy has cursed him and somebody wants to kill him because he's cursed him. And David just says, "Look, whatever. Just forget it. It's not, it bounces off me. I'm not interested." And then Mephibosheth again, another guy who's Saul's grandson, and David had treated him with such grace too. And so I guess the challenge for us today is that, when people are mean to you, when people are horrible to you, we've just experienced this in our family, in a workplace with one of my children, somebody being horrible and them wanted to be horrible back. And we say, no, just treat them with grace. Just let it bounce off. It doesn't matter. Just treat people with grace. So let's pray. Father God, help us today. Help us to treat people with grace, even when they're complete wallies to us and horrible to us. Help us to just let these things bounce off us, wash over us, and to keep pressing on, loving you and loving everybody so that they might find out about you, Jesus. Amen.